We welcome you to the Geneva Lake area on this beautiful, beautiful August day here in Wisconsin.
Lake Geneva, where tourists flock for fun in the sun, surf, and sand. Down on Main Street, it's an early start to the day for siblings Ellie, Anna, and Keith. They're on a mission, and there's no time to waste. The tourists are already arriving, and they come by the busload. To catch the main attraction, you need to get out on the water for something so unique, even the ducks get excited. Tickets are at a premium.
Watch your step.
And cameras at the ready.
Best seats in the house are downstairs if you want to see the whole show.
Okay.
And with a toot of the horn, they're off and running. But this isn't your ordinary lake tour. This is one of the oldest mail delivery routes by boat in the United States.
Sorry, we only sell alcohol on Sundays.
The stars of this show, the Mailboat Jumpers, and they're ready for action.
Marine delivery began out here many, many years ago, in fact, way back in the late 1800s.
People get their mail delivered by land as well. This is just more of a tradition, and we do it only during the summer.
Through the years, mail delivery by boat has been a three-step process. One, jump from a moving boat with mail in hand. Two, deliver the mail, grab outgoing mail. And three, return to the moving boat. One false step, and the water awaits. No worries, however, for Keith, who selected his own nickname.
The mailman. You look at me as the mail girl, the mail boy, so I'm the mailman.
Expectations are set for the mailman and the mail girls, and everyone is watching. First up, Anna. She's the youngest and has been mail jumping for only 2 years. One down, they'll land on more than 50 docks during this trip around Geneva Lake. Keith is on deck with 4 years experience. He's confident he'll never end up in the lake. Another perfect delivery. These siblings are good. Now the pressure is really on Ellie to deliver. With 6 years in the bag, she's ready to maneuver this horseshoe-shaped dock. And that's no easy feat.
To be a mail jumper, you have to be quick.
You gotta be semi-athletic to get back on the boat.
Along with the fun comes a little danger. On a good day, no one gets wet. That's on a good day.
I was mail jumping and I missed just the last part of it. I grabbed onto the railing and I just didn't make it. I got the very end of the railing, so I hit the water and I was like, oh man.
Well, the first time I fell in the water was my second year and I was just untying the boat, so I don't like to count that one.
It was just mainly for the camera. We like to put on a little show every once in a while, so I've almost fallen in a couple of times. Last year, I had a plate of brownies and a plate of cookies in one hand, and so I had to get back on the boat with no hands.
If you mess up, just keep smiling. That's kind of probably what saved me my first year.
And on this day, it was the sisters who were smiling. And dry. The fishermen weren't all that impressed, but it made a big splash with the judges. Let's look at that again and see what went wrong.
I jumped off and I stumbled a little bit because I was staring at the mailbox and you have to kind of watch your footing a little bit. And I got down to the mailbox and I turned around and he was basically pretty far out already, and I'm like, oh no, I better get back there pretty quick.
But wait a minute. Remember what Keith said earlier? Rewind the tape.
It was just mainly for the camera. We like to put on a little show every once in a while.
Putting on a little show is all well and good, unless the mail goes in the water.
And we do a loop to get the mail if it goes in the water, and you get the big blue net to scoop it up.
Well, a lot of the time when you drop it, the wake from our boat sinks it and just sinks to the bottom. Can't be too important of mail, then we gotta give them a phone call, and it's not, our boss doesn't like that very much, so.
And then two doors down is a large brick hall.
In addition to their mail duties and jumping abilities, the siblings are also part-time tour guides, sharing the history of this fabled lake.
I would say the most fascinating part is just how big the old homes used to be, the ones that were here, just the way that they built them back in the late 1800s. It's pretty amazing.
The most interesting would probably be Stone Manor over on the South Shore over there. It just has so much history to it.
It's part history and part tradition when the mail jumpers abandon ship and take off on foot.
And there was about 7 or 8 different stops along that stretch of the shoreline, so what we would do is hop off there and deliver to each one of those mailboxes. That's how they used to do it back in the older days, too. We got to the top of the hill, and Ellie's like, let's make it a race, so I just took off running right then, so can't lose to my two sisters. It's an exciting job, and people really enjoy the tour, especially the jumping part of it. It's a great job.
A job that just might inspire future male jumpers.
Thanks for coming along. Have a great afternoon.